Hi, this is Yvette Francino, and I have Lisa Crispin with me. Lisa is an Agile tester and co-author with Janet Gregory of Agile Testing, a practical guide for testers and Agile teams, and contributor to Beautiful Testing. So, Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
I was reading your book, and I think it's great. I'm really interested in it, and I wanted to talk a little bit with you today about the first chapter, which I thought was a great introduction about the difference between Agile testers and traditional testers. And so maybe you can kind of summarize for the listeners what you think, what are those differences between Agile testers and traditional testers?
Well, the main quality I see that helps testers be successful on Agile teams is that they have just the right mindset for it, the right attitude for it. The testing skills that you would use in a traditional setting are very similar to the skills you would use in an Agile setting. But the main difference is that instead of being on a separate test team, as you probably would be in a more traditional development setting, on an Agile team, you're probably going to be integrated into a development team with programmers and database experts and user experience designers and all kinds of other roles on the team that you're going to work together with every day. And everybody is going to be concerned, hopefully, concerned about quality and participating in testing activities. And that's a very different way to work. The other big difference is that you are working closely with the business experts, which often doesn't happen in more traditional software development shops. A lot of times you don't even have contact with the people who are using your software or writing the requirements. So you really need a proactive attitude to not wait for code to come to you ready to test or wait for requirements to tell you what to test, but rather you have to get up out of your chair and say, what can I do to help this team deliver a really great product? So Kate Johansson said to me one time, you know, the skills are nice, but it's really the attitude that's everything. And I really think that's true with a tester being successful on an Agile team.
I see. So are there certain skills that you would recommend somebody that has been in a traditional environment and they want to move into an Agile environment, or maybe they're going for a job interview and it's an Agile team? Are there skills that tester that's been in the traditional environment should gain or go out and study when they're going for that interview or trying to move into that environment?
Yeah, the one thing that's really important are collaboration skills and really excellent communication skills. And so if I were to recommend to somebody who says, oh, I've always been working on a waterfall team, for example, and I want to try to go work on an Agile team, what do I need to know? I would sure familiarize myself with the different ways that Agile teams communicate, using a lot of whiteboards and task boards and visual ways of communicating. And then also just personal communication skills. We live in an age of email and instant messaging, but personal face-to-face contact, or at least phone contact if you're not in the same room with somebody or the same building with somebody, those are really important. So that's a really important thing of being able to communicate and collaborate. The other thing that I think is helpful if you're going to be interviewing on an Agile team, for a position on an Agile team, is while I personally feel like the collaboration skills are the most important thing, Agile teams are made up mostly of programmers and kind of geeky people, and they're most comfortable working with other geeky people. And so testers should be comfortable at least speaking that technical language. You don't have to be a Java or a .NET programmer, but you should at least be somewhat familiar with object-oriented design and architecture, some of the terminology, be comfortable with creating and maintaining your own test environment, whether you're working on a Windows machine or a Linux or Unix or a Mac, that you know how to build and deploy software, or you have some of the skills that would enable you to do that. So if you're thinking about doing that, you know, download one of the open source integrated development environments like Eclipse and get familiar with it. Or you know, test automation is very important. If you haven't done a lot of test automation, there are a lot of open source automation tools you can download and play with. There are a lot of online tutorials. So I would certainly get online and look for things that you could learn. You know, familiarize yourself with a tool such as Selenium or Robot Framework or Canoe Web Test or Fitness or just a bunch of them out there. And find your local user group. There are Agile user groups all over now. Find out when they meet and go start talking to those people and attending free presentations and just educating yourself. If you show a desire to learn, then that's going to be the number one thing that makes you desirable to an Agile team, that you're open-minded, you're ready to learn, you're ready to take on any task.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's a lot of great advice. It sounds like you need a fair amount of technical skills, though. I was going to ask if you felt you needed to be a programmer or have programming skills. And I know that a lot of the automation tools are, do use kind of a developer's mindset, are doing some amount of coding for some of those tools. Do you think that it's important that somebody that is moving into an Agile environment have programming skills or development skills?
Well, it sure helps to have programming skills or some test automation skill background. Of course, all test automation is programming. And it's very helpful to know good code design techniques, such as not duplicating code, keeping your test simple and focused, each test focused on a single purpose, things like that. And a lot of Agile teams are certainly, like I say, the people on those teams are more comfortable with technical people with programming skills. And that said, I don't believe you need to be a programmer. And because the good thing about Agile teams is everybody is going to collaborate to do the test automation. So on my team, I write fitness tests in a table format on a wiki, but I do not write the fixture that automates that test. I partner with a programmer who is going to write the actual automation for me. So that's the good news, is that there's a bunch of other people to help you. And I do some GUI test automation myself with the tools like Kunu Web Test and Water. And I have a lot of background in doing GUI test automation. So I'm able to do that on my own or with a little bit of help. And so that's a nice thing for the team, because programmers a lot of times don't like doing GUI test automation. So it's certainly helpful to have those skills, but it's not an absolute requirement. And also, I personally can teach anybody to program. So if you are open-minded and willing to learn, and you indicate that you're willing to learn whatever automation or programming skills you might need to be a contributor on that team, that's really what you need. That's what people are looking for. My co-author, Janet Gregory, although she has a programming background, the Agile teams that she's worked on, she tells me how she really didn't do the automation. She helped define the test cases and work with the programmers who were going to automate the test, but she didn't do that automation herself. So there are a lot of teams where the testers have plenty to do just talking to the customers, helping facilitate discussions between testers and programmers, helping the team get a good process going, and they don't even have time to do the automation. So there are all kinds of different models out there. And like I say, it's helpful to have some programming skills, but I'm definitely not a Java or .NET programmer, and I don't feel like that's holding me back. I wish I could know everything, but I can't.
Okay. All right. Well, great, Lisa. Any last thoughts you want to share with our listeners before we sign off?
Yeah, if you do feel like you're lacking some skills, and of course every day I feel like, gosh, I wish I knew how to do this, that, or the other thing, just remember that the most important thing is learning. You have to be with a bunch of people that are wanting to learn and wanting to help you learn, and hopefully in an environment where your management fosters that learning culture, gives you, tolerates your mistakes, lets you experiment, and don't be afraid to experiment, try things out, and, if it doesn't work out, then you learn something and you go on to the next thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today, Lisa. I really appreciate it.
Sure, it's my pleasure.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.